Welcome everybody to the Hatrix. I am your host, Mike Terrell. Make sure you hit the Cash App. The Cash App is open. Oh yes, the Cash App is open. Sorry for my background. If you see my background, I have a rug in the background because I am in the process of moving. You can also see them boxes back there as well. I'm in the process of moving. The next time I shoot a video, I will have a background that is sponsored by Joseph Bills. Salute Joseph Bills, the young rapper. He is sponsoring the background. He is a contributor to the Mike Terrell, the Hatrix. You can always contribute to the show. Bless that man, Joseph Bills. Follow him on Instagram, Joseph Bills, got money, got hoes. And I say that respectfully. This man, Donald Trump, is about to cancel TikTok. TikTok's about to be banned in the United States of America. I believe that is I believe that app is made in Asia. They say it's China. And Trump does not want that app at all. No, he does not. So all you dudes out there doing them Harlem shakes, all them doing that, we can do love it. That shit is over. That shit is over. And you know what? I feel sad for the influencers that was getting money off TikTok because I don't want nobody's bread to leave at all. But I am kind of happy. I am kind of happy because I was tired of seeing you grown ass niggas out there doing TikToks. And I say that respectfully. A lot of y'all was absolutely disgusting. You was off beat. You was picking the wrong songs. You was looking crazy. You had skinny jeans on. Nigga ain't have no air. Ball sweaty. Pause, allegedly. I'm kind of glad that TikTok is going. I do not mean to be a hater, but I never had a TikTok. I'm out, man. So your boy was online surfing. That's right, your boy was online surfing, and I came across a video of a young queen that had a full canister filled with gasoline. She began to douse either a young king or a young queen's vehicle. That's right, she began to douse either a young king or a young king's vehicle. She looked real professional, too. Looked like she read a couple handbooks. Looked like she been playing GTA 7. She had the canister. She was throwing the gas all over the car. She looked crazy. You can see that little twinkle in her eyes. You can tell. You can tell she done checked her man Instagram. She done seen that her man was up in somebody's likes. You could tell that she done went through her man's phone or her queen's phone. She was probably in them Facebook. She was probably in that Facebook Messenger. She went ahead and switched it to light mode because, you know, the nigga had it on dark mode because he was cheating. Young queen poured a whole car full of that gasoline. Full of that petrol. It reminded me of Menace to Society. When the legendary MC8 said, who got snaps on the petrol? She had snaps on the petrol. Yes, indeed. She had hella snaps. And I believe she had a lot of matches. She had them old blunt matches. She had them matches that your grandma keep under the couch. Where all them hidden food stamps be at. She was mad. She was frustrated. You could just tell the way she was dousing this shit. She was using proper dousing form, too. It was just dousing. Young queen grabbed one of the matches, flicked the match like a pro. Throw the match inside the car. Car explode in her face. Explode in her face. Burnt all of them edges up. Burnt all of them Gucci lashes up. Oh yes, lashes were burnt to crisp. Lashes were burnt to thin crust pizza levels. That is what you call karma coming back that quick. Karma comes back that quick. She was that bitter. She was that upset that she wanted to burn this man's personal property. That's what people do when they cannot get to you no more with words. When they can't get to you no more with words, they begin to deface your property. That's when you're in a relationship and you're going through some domestic bullshit. They begin to deface your property, bleach your clothes, cut your Gucci belt, cut your Louis mask. They begin to deface it. And karma came back on this queen that quick. As you can see, this shit blew her to smithereens. My whole thing is, it should not have to go that far. You could easily hit that young unfollow button, that young block button. You can let the block button flourish. You did not have to get your lashes burnt the hell up. And I say that respectfully. Vado done put hands on Tahiri. Tahiri Jose. I believe she is the ex-girlfriend of legendary podcaster, legendary MC Joe Budden. She was on, I believe, Love and Hip Hop. If you know Tahiri, she is known for having yams. Vado is a rapper from Harlem. He's been on several songs with Cam'ron, Killer Cam, several mixtapes with Cam. They were on a show called Marriage Boot Camp. This show is absolutely trash. That is one of the worst pieces of television ever. Half of these motherfuckers on boot camp, Marriage Boot Camp, are not even married. Half of them are in entanglements. Half of them are in situationships. But that is neither here nor there, and I say that respectfully. No disrespect to anybody on that show. A lot of y'all are legends on that show. I'm just saying that respectfully. A lot of it is August level. A lot of it's Aug. So Vado and Tahiri are on this show, and I heard they've been cutting up. I saw one clip on Twitter where Tahiri called this man Vado broke. She said Vado ain't paying none of the bills. A lot of you bitter ass queens love when she said that. Love to demasculate a man in front of the world. Love to demasculate a man in front of your friends and your family. Y'all think that shit cool? Next episode, I heard Tahiri went ahead and threw an apple at this nigga. Heard she let some of them Granny Smiths fly. Heard she let some of them Happy Meal apples fly. Hit Vado all up in the face. That's what I'm hearing. I did not see the episode, but I did see the clip where Vado did. He did turn around and he went ahead and choked Tahiri up after she had said something to him. I don't know if he choked, but he just yoked her up like this, like yoked her up. 100% unacceptable. Unacceptable. It's bad enough. You have the entire world is watching. Cameras everywhere. You have to be able to control your anger. You have to be able to control your anger. And I know it's hard, Kings, but you are a man at the end of the day. You are a brother at the end of the day. You cannot yoke up Tahiri on Marriage Boot Camp national TV. You cannot be doing the yoking up. You cannot be yoking her ass up, man. It's not a good look, Vado. Understand you are upset, but we have to practice contrition, and we have to learn to leave the situation before it comes violent and you're choking up a queen on Marriage Boot Camp. And Marriage Boot Camp, you niggas is trash too. And I don't say that respectfully. You use that clip of Tahiri getting her ass choked up for marketing so niggas could watch it. Guess what? I still ain't watched that motherfucking show. You're not going to reel me in by seeing a black queen getting yoked up. That shit ain't cool. You niggas doing shit at marriage boot camp to make the black community look crazy. Y'all getting a lot of niggas on there who careers ain't flourishing just to go on there and act the motherfucking fool. You even got the my homeboy Willie on there from day 26. I always said Willie from day 26 had a crib up in Scottsdale, just like the nigga Brashear Gray, Hakeem from Empire. Willie and Hakeem from Empire both live in the same neighborhood, and I say that allegedly, and I say that respectfully. Please let me know if Willie from day 26 and Hakeem from Empire live in the same neighborhood in Goodyear, Arizona. I need to know. Marriage Boot Camp, you need to go ahead and get some integrity and go fuck yourself. And I say that respectfully. Don't ever show a black queen again getting yoked up on camera. This shit ain't funny. I'm out. A lot of y'all need to mind your business. Mind yours. Stop hating on the unemployment ballers. I am loving what I am seeing on social media from the people that are balling from unemployment. Oh, yes, I love it. I love the trips to Benihana's. I see y'all over there getting that good old Benihana's rice. And I'm seeing you cashing it out with the motherfucking unemployment card. Oh, yes, I love it. Niggas making onions. Onion choo-choo trains. Choo-choo on the onion. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. Niggas making the heart and the rice hearts. Hard rice. Oh yes, and you paying for it in full confidence with that unemployment, and I motherfucking love it. I'm seeing y'all going to Papa Do's Seafood Kitchen. I'm seeing everybody getting seafood platters. I seen about 8 kids get seafood platters. I was thoroughly happy. You know, those seafood platters is about $40 a plate. You get some of that stuffed shrimp, you get some of that catfish, you get some of that regular shrimp, you get some of them french fries, you just get a whole bunch of fried flourish. All being paid with them unemployment dollars. And I am loving it. Seeing y'all on sneaker app, y'all winning shoes. Some of you queens have took down your OnlyFans account because you don't need it no more because you're getting that $600 a week. I applaud you, queen. I'm seeing new lashes. I'm seeing premium synthetic lashes out there flourishing. I am loving what I'm seeing from the unemployment ballers. I am not a hater. I love to see people happy. I don't understand why some of y'all are out there complaining. Don't you know that this country has fucked over black people for 400 plus years? So when I see black people out there winning, getting that unemployment bread, that's kind of like reparations, even though I know it's going to stop. But that's kind of like reparations a little bit. Let them dudes ball. Let them queens ball. I'm seeing kids getting all kind of toys. I'm seeing the little queens getting LOL dolls. I'm seeing the little kings getting some of that Ryan shit. I'm seeing niggas upgrade houses. I'm seeing niggas getting new floors. Seen the other day, nigga went ahead and bought him a motherfucking outside bench. He just had a bench at his house in Levine, Arizona. Just had a bench. Backyard was full of dirt. Backyard had a couple hills in it. Couple dog dookie was all over it. Pure dookie was in the backyard, but he went and got him a bench. Because he's getting that unemployment bread. And I'm not going to sit here and hate on it. I love what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people get businesses started. I'm seeing podcasts get started. I've seen some young king went out there in Miami, was getting some of that unemployment bread. The man went ahead and bought him a Lambo. Two doors lift up. Rick Ross playing in the background talking about push it. Push it. Push it. Salute that king with the Lambo. Stop hating. Stop pocket watching. Let them kings and them queens flourish. And I say that respectfully. Vegas, you niggas might need to raise them prices back up. You might need to stop them $15 a night. You need to stop them $10 a night rooms. Excuse me. What's going on in the city of sin? Vegas got all of the ratchet shit flourishing out there. I'm seeing all kind of fights in the middle of Caesar's Palace. I'm seeing niggas at the Hard Rock Cafe getting their ass whooped. Niggas is going crazy in them $10 rooms. Now, Vegas is my favorite city. I love Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. That's where Mike flourishes. I love Las Vegas. Anytime I'm going to Vegas, I'm going to Fashion Nova Men. Oh, yes. I'm going to Fashion Nova Men to look fly. And I'm going to tag Fashion Nova Curve. Big nigga Fashion Nova Curve. I will be flourishing. But it seemed to me as soon as Vegas done went to them $5 rooms, they got Aria at $5 a night. Ward Off, niggas don't, Ward Off, that's a place where niggas don't even go. You ain't never been to the Ward Off Hotel in Las Vegas, nigga. But we up in there, not us as black people. Well, there's some niggas in there, but I'm seeing a whole bunch of ratchet shit. Niggas in turn to Flamingo and a Circus. And don't get me wrong, I love Circus. That is a great hotel if you do have kids. Now, if you there with you in your, if you there to try to whack some yams, stay your ass away from Circus. Stay your ass away from Palace Station. I'm seeing a lot of you Palace Station niggas flourishing in the Bellagio. A lot of you, Gates Hotel niggas is flourishing inside the motherfucking Cosmopolitan. Now the workers looking at you like you crazy. You walking around the Cosmopolitan floor, slides on, flip flops, black and mild, freaked. Oh, yes, I'm seeing freaked black and mild walking through the Cosmopolitan floor. Them $10 a night at the Cosmo, you niggas is going crazy. Y'all done turned Vegas into some shit. I don't see no masks. I don't see no social distancing. All I see is niggas getting their ass whooped. Vegas got to raise some prices, man. And I say that respectfully. Vegas has to raise them prices back up. You niggas is down there in Vegas cutting your ass. Niggas got homemade greens. They walking through the Mirage lobby with greens. I seen a nigga walking through the Mirage lobby with neck bone and greens in a blue bowl, custom bowl. I am not mad. When you go to Vegas, bring your own food, save your money, raise them prices. And I say that respectfully. I see a lot of you queens posting the challenge accepted. Challenge accepted. Well, accept this challenge. Let that man see his motherfucking kids, queen. Accept this challenge. Stop being bitter. Stop being evil. Stop being coy. Be a queen and let that king see his kids. Accept that challenge. And I say that respectfully. Please accept the challenge of you being a good woman and knowing little man needs his father. You know little man needs his father. You know, baby girl needs her father. Fathers are important, especially in the black community. The game is already rigged for us to have a broken home. The game, they don't want us to be joined together. That is part of the master plan for the black man and the black woman to have a broken family for us to be able to go through the system. Don't help them, queen. And I say that respectfully. And granted, I know there's some bum ass niggas out there. I know there's niggas out there that got them a couch. And they got all of the Maddens. They got all of the NBA 2Ks. They got all of the blunts. They got all of the strains of that kush. And they ain't seen their child in years. Oh, yes, I know. But a lot of you need to go ahead and let that king see his baby. Because a lot of you are still bitter because you still want some of that D. Just because you still want the D inside of the yams, just because you want your yams glazed, yes, you want your yams glazed. And I say that respectfully. That's why y'all had a kid in the first place, because you let him glaze the yams. Just because you want him to continue to glaze the yams, let that man see his child. There's no need to be bitter on none of that. And I say that respectfully. Accept that challenge, queen. Accept that challenge. And if you a homegirl and you know your homegirl on some fuck shit, you need to check your homegirl. Stop letting your homegirl just be dumb. You over there with the perfect family, you getting your yams glazed every night, happy. But you see your homegirl not letting the father of her child see the baby. And you over there kiki-keying. Your ass is just at fault, queen. You was just at fault. Accept that challenge, and accept that challenge, queens. Let this nigga see his baby. And I say that respectfully.